It seems like every time we're here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, we're talking about the Broncos' run defense. In week one, it was Melvin Gordon, unsuccessful. Week two, Ezekiel Elliott, didn't work out. This week, in week four, it was beast mode. Marshawn Lynch, only 12 yards rushing. The Oakland Raiders, as a team, only 24 yards rushing as the Broncos' defense was dominant once again.
Do they run Lynch here? They do. Lynch off right guard, and he didn't make it.
Everyone always talks about how good everyone's O-line is and how they're going to change the game and blah, blah, blah. And every week our D-line steps up and steps up to the plate. And Beko Gatsis, like Tuba, everyone was out there. Wolf, like, out there balling.
Give him about three, and Beko emphatically says, no, not in here.
You know, I mean, Domitar's playing great for us. Wolf is playing great. Adam Gatsis is, you know, playing red hot right now. And, you know, when those three guys, you know, playing the way they play, it makes everybody's job easier, especially in the run.
Lynch steps off left tackle, runs right into Adam Gatsis, and it'll be a gain of maybe one.
I think we thrive off of the big games and the big names and the guys that are supposed to come in and do well. We thrive off that. So, you know, there's an added bonus to stopping somebody who is a top-tier running back.
Still looking for a first down, and here they run it for no gain.
Our run defense has been stout the entire year, so I've been, you know, very proud of how those guys have played the run. With a back like that and a offensive line like that, that's really special. 24 yards.
The Broncos lead the league in rushing defense, only 60 yards given up per game. They also are first in the NFL in total defense, and that's not bad for momentum. Textbook momentum, if you will, heading into the bye week. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.